Hey, Dave, it's Garrett. How are you?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I just feel like I haven't talked to you in a couple of days. This time of year, it's surprising.
I know.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm always fantastic. Yeah, we got a bit of a snowstorm. Did you send it to us?
Dude, we had it. We got it on, about a week ago, we got about 6 inches.
Oh.
And then about 2 inches, and then another 2 inches.
It's a winter wonderland out there.
Yesterday, we got about another 6 inches.
Wild. Yeah, it's...
Yeah, so we got some snow.
Yeah, we're in the same
not
boat.
Not huge amounts, but it's, I mean, it's, you know, when, like at the store right now, we have half of where I live, and I live 20 minutes from here.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we're kind of like that, too. Crazy. Rochester gets passed, by and large, but, like, surrounding Rochester gets hammered. But
yeah,
we've had, even this morning was pretty rough. They're going to get sick of the story, but I was late to the office because a garbage truck was stuck in front of my driveway. quite comical watching that guy freak out, though. He was like, what is going on? You know, big 60,000-pound vehicle, you know, stuck in the snow. And
yeah, you can't believe it would get stuck.
Yeah, there's a little bit of an incline right in front of my house,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, he just couldn't get over it. But he wasn't the brightest bulb because I was like, why doesn't he just back down the street and out, right? And that's mm-hmm. what the tow truck came to pull him, and he's like, dude, just back down the street and come back here after they've plowed, you know, or come back down
yeah.
the other direction. And, you know, he
exactly.
backed out fine. He backed out of it fine. But I sat there watching him for 40 minutes, like struggling. So, but anyway, sometimes
those trucks do. All the tires are all balled on them.
Yeah.
You know, so they're like slicks. There's no traction at all.
Yeah, they are. They looked quite worn, and even if there were six of them, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They're just slipping. And if they weren't balled, they are now. Because he left it on the street. The area right in front of my house is all sorts of torn up. But
not fun.
Yeah, but it makes us appreciate. I was like, guys, you know, could be having that guy's day. You know, we're in here talking to jewelers selling diamonds. But what are you seeing? What's going on?
Well, a little traction, not much. A little. Nothing really to speak. Yesterday was horrible here. We do more business in frickin' August than we did yesterday. And we didn't sell hardly anything yesterday. We had 7 people here yesterday, and we cleaned.
Yeah.
I worked in my office all day doing stuff, and the girls cleaned, organized boxes, we did like, you know, $2,000 of business yesterday. I should have done, you know, at least 12, 15, 13, even 8, something.
Yeah.
So yesterday was just a flop. Today is a little bit better.
Good.
Nothing to speak of yet, though. It's still a little early, though.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I would hope that this Saturday we kick off and have a big powerhouse day.
I think we will.
I just never know. It's got to break,
you know?
Sooner or later.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got to break.
And it's, I don't know what people are waiting on, you know. It's kind of crazy.
I know. It is what it is. But I did just sell a tennis bracelet, the 10 Care Total Weight Lab tennis bracelet.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, that's a good one.
Yeah, well, yeah. So if you can send me another one and bill that would be great.
You're done. Done and done. I can have that. Let's see, the 10
okay.
Care Total Weight. And I sent you some big pieces because they're so cheap. And you know what's wild? I think it's down south. There's a store that I saw an advertisement on Facebook for. They're doing, you buy the engagement ring these 2 days, and they give you a 2-carat lab-grown gift of purchase.
Oh, wow.
Obviously, they've just built it into the cost, you know what I mean, of the ring.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, I'm
Garrett,
like,
hang on 1 second, okay, buddy?
Hold on
1 second.
Yeah. Hello? Yep, still here.
I'm sorry.
You're fine.
What the hell were we talking about? Oh yeah, what were you saying now about what you
saw? So he's given these lab grown, a 2-carat lab grown. If you come in and buy an engagement ring from them, he's putting the lab grown in for free. He's covering the cost of the lab. So
you're kidding.
Yeah. So he's, you know, any shape, whatever you want. But the lab grown is free.
Garrett, hang on 1 second, please.
No, you're fine.
1 second.
Yeah.
1 second. I'm sorry.
You're fine. You're fine.
So if you buy a mounting,
yeah, they throw in for free. Yeah, kind of silly, kind of crazy, but I think you're gonna see more of it. And some of the stuff is actually quite difficult to get. Like the smaller lab grown. Like I'm glad you bought that 5-carat because I can't get another one. We're waiting. I talked to another jeweler today. He said that his supplier is on deck. Lab grown tennis bracelet.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you bought that one because we're expecting more to come in, but we're not alone. Like, one of my other jewelers that doesn't use me for lab grown said, hey, I need a bunch of lab. My guy's got it on back order. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, like, I'm not concerned. We're going to have what we need. You know what I mean? I'm gonna have
you
covered. But, like, that kind of thing kind of like, oh, wow, wild that you'd think that these other manufacturers would just be rife with it, you know?
Yeah.
In preparation for the holiday season. So
yeah.
I don't know if it's tariff, if it's gold pricing, if what it is. I mean, I've had these things made in 3 days, you know, so I don't know if it's, you know. But anyway, I know you're busy.
Gold going through the roof again today, too.
Are they going up? I didn't look at it today.
No, it went up, I think, $100 today.
$43.07 right now.
Yep.
Holy cow.
It's $43.12. Record high. Record high was $43.80.
Oh my gosh! Do you do a lot of buying? Like, do you buy like in refined a lot of gold?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
it helps you through the month.
I've got so many people that are buying up gold like crazy right now.
Yeah.
You know, and I've got some people buying it too.
Let me tell you.
You know,
I
had a lady.
Every jeweler buys. Some buy more than others.
I mean, some people it's their main business. Like I talked to a couple guys that. That's what they spend 90% of their time doing.
It's buying.
Yeah, just buying. Buying and refining.
Yeah, wow.
Melting it down, you know. It's good
it's
business,
easy.
Isn't it? Yeah.
It's easy. You give people a check, they're out the door in 5 minutes, they're happy, we're happy, everybody's happy.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, but it's a changing day. You know, I had a couple people come in here. They bought some lab-growns, Garrett. Online, 3-carat stones for $700.
Yeah. How'd they look?
Some company called, started with an L, I think.
L.
I don't know. But if you go like on Brilliant Earth and you look at those other big sites.
Yeah.
They're $4,500, $5,000 for a 3-carat.
Right. Yeah, they're maintaining.
They're not free.
No, they're maintaining that market.
And I looked at these stones, and they're not pretty.
Oh, good.
I don't know if they're doing something to them, but they don't have the pop.
They still have. So even the lab-growns that we sell, even though the 3-carat colorless VS, they don't come out that way. They're subjected to post-growth treatments that make them colorless VS. So I wonder if it's just, here's a bunch of junk that we didn't make pretty, you know what I mean? And that extra step, that extra part of the process is more money. I don't know. But, I mean, to my knowledge, it's maybe $100 a carat to manufacture this stuff. I don't know. Like, it's got to be like anything else where there is better material and poorer material.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, if they grow the rough here in the States.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Send it overseas to be cut. comes back here, then they send it to be certified. How the hell can you manufacture for 100 a carat?
Right, you can't. You can't. It's not being grown here in the States. It's overseas. China. Cold or unregulated coal energy and cut in India. 100% what's happening. I don't know of anyone growing it here.
And what about an IGI certification company is where?
IGI is, what is IGI? Where is International Gemological Institute is New York. There's a lab in New York City.
Okay.
Manhattan, yeah.
I mean, they must be printing money right now.
Oh, right. Yeah, they huge for them. Absolutely bananas huge for them.
They've had a 4-year run like there's nobody's tomorrow.
Yep.
And GIA?
Yeah, when GIA dropped it.
GIA's got to be dying right now.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not saying that their business stopped, but it had to slow down. It's impossible for not to.
They're not. Yeah, they're not. They're definitely not printing as many GIAs as they used to. And
no,
I think what are they doing with lab growns? Right, it's premium or standard, I think, is the way that they're grading
them.
They're not doing.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's wild too. I sold a silly guy came in and demanded from one of my jewelers in the Midwest a GIA lab grown, and it was $1,600 instead of $800. Double.
Yeah.
Double the cost.
Wow.
And I'm like, why? Because
wow.
You want a GIA grade on it? IGI is fine. It's colorless VS. What are you doing?
Okay, buddy.
You know. But
that's what you want. That's what we'll get you.
Exactly. But and again, I think it was like premium. You know, it wasn't color clarity. And that's the other thing too. Is I'm like, you don't know what the color and clarity is. You know, but
yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah,
crazy days.
Yeah, but
okay, buddy.
Alrighty.
No word back from Florida either on the natural.
Well,
next
week I'll pull that back. I'll get you a label. No point in shipping
okay.
it over the weekend, but.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, so next week I'll get back that, and I think that's the only other thing. But if something comes up, let me know. I'm here till 6:30.
Okay.
I'm in on Saturday as well. So hopefully you and I will experience that kickoff on Saturday.
Sounds good, but
I'm here. I'm sure I'll talk to you before then.
All right. Yep.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
You have a good day.
You too.
Okay.
Take care.